בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהי לשכה. Every single moment of life is an opportunity. There is always a mitzvah to perform in every situation, and sometimes just being mindful of something can change a situation from being a waste of time or even perhaps a sin to a great mitzvah. The halachic authorities teach that there are six constant mitzvahs that can be performed at any and every single moment. Just by thinking of them, we fulfill the mitzvah. It is worth having these mitzvahs at the forefront of our mind, and by doing so, we can gain countless opportunities to perform mitzvahs whenever we have an extra moment. If we find ourselves waiting in line to collect food from the restaurant, or at the doctor's waiting room, waiting at a bus stop, and the like, many a time one might be tired and may sit idly, doing nothing necessarily productive. We are so privileged to have the opportunity to make an active effort to be consciously mindful of certain thoughts, and just thinking these thoughts provide us with a great mitzvah to our eternal bank account. Furthermore, the Gemara teaches that when a person is idle, that leads to sin, because when one is not focused on anything specific, one's heart, eyes, and imagination start to wander, sometimes looking at inappropriate things, sometimes speaking or listening to inappropriate talk, and sometimes just simply wasting time by pulling out one's phone again and again just because I have an extra moment here and there. Instead of letting these moments, which will never come back, go to waste, it is so worthwhile to be mindful of the six constant mitzvahs. Let's discuss them. The first one is the mitzvah to have emunah. The second one is the mitzvah not to serve idols. The third one is the mitzvah to know that Hashem is one. The fourth one is the mitzvah to love Hashem. The fifth one is the mitzvah to fear Hashem. And the sixth one is the mitzvah not to stray after our hearts and eyes. There is much Torah literature available for one interested in studying more about these six constant mitzvahs, but being mindful of even the simple understanding of these mitzvahs will go a long way beyond anything we can even begin to imagine. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the constant opportunity to fulfill your mitzvahs and gain eternal Olam Haba at any given moment. Hashem, I ask you, please will you help me not to waste time anymore. When I have an extra moment, of course, if I need to do something on my phone, then I should do so. But I know that much of the time, I pull out my phone again and again and again, just because I have a few extra seconds here and there. Please will you help me, Hashem, as a start just for today, that as many times as I can, instead of re-pulling out my phone, let me think of these six mitzvahs again and again. And instead of wasting my time and perhaps sometimes even doing something that might be inappropriate, let me turn this moment into something great eternally. Let us remind ourselves of the steps that are discussed by many Torah commentaries that we've mentioned numerous times as to the reason of why Hashem decided to create the world. Step number one, the only reason Hashem decided to create the world is in order to give pleasure to every single one of us. Step number two, the ultimate pleasure that we receive does not take place in this world in the least, but rather in the next world, in Olam Haba. And step number three, the reason that we are obligated to make an excursion through our lives in this world is in order to earn our eternal reward in the next world. Every single moment in this life is an opportunity for eternity.